In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, Psalm 24 speaks to us of the ultimate event awaiting heaven and earth, the ascension and glorification of the victorious promised Messiah. Let us first listen attentively to God's word in Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. God's Word. Brothers and sisters, Psalm 24 begins where the Bible begins and ends where the Bible ends. It begins by asserting divine ownership and control of our human habitat, the earth. The Bible itself begins by giving us a summary of creation events. The summary reflects the wisdom, might, goodness, graciousness, and love of God. The account of creation points to a central theme. It all has to do with creating a habitat for God's very special creature, man. The biblical record of the creation tells us that the physical creation began and was completed in preparation for mankind. It all took place before man was created, but was designed specifically for mankind to meet all needs. Mankind alone was designed by such active divine involvement, and alone was given an immortal soul that is directly related to the Creator. Mankind alone was created with a divine image and likeness. So, mankind alone enjoyed special direct contact and intimate fellowship with God. That's why Psalm 24 focuses on the loss of that special relationship and connection mankind initially enjoyed with the Creator. Brothers and sisters, Psalm 24 points to the sad separation that took place between God and man. It resulted from the deceptive temptation of the evil one. This led to man's distrust of his Creator's motives. So the special creature designed in the Creator's image rebelled against him. As a result, their intimate fellowship was corrupted and even severed. Still, God did not give up on mankind. Our psalm indicates the gracious Creator's divine desire for the restoration of the lost fellowship. This could not be accomplished except through a sinless person, a person who qualifies to ascend to the holy presence of the holy Creator. In other words, a person who has never desired, said, or done anything wrong. Yes, a person who remains absolutely faithful to his oaths and promises. Such a person would not exist without having divine righteousness. Unlike sinful man, such a divinely commendable person would not only be close to the holy God, but also bring a whole generation along with him into fellowship with God. As a qualified mediator between God and sinful man, he brings with him all the redeemed, those who long for him, named as Jacob or the Israel of God. Brothers and sisters, the psalm writer, King David, was aware of the need for a holy mediator. He craved for and looked forward to God's promised initiative to provide such a perfect person. By the eyes of faith, he was blessed to see that divine initiative in the sinless man, the promised Messiah. First promised in the opening pages of the Bible as the seed or offspring of woman, this promised one would defeat the evil one and remain perfectly sinless in heart, body, and soul. The Holy Spirit inspired David's mind and soul with a vision of divine triumph and salvation. He could identify with the vision. As king, he knew exactly what it was like to return home victorious from battle. Likewise, the divine Messiah returned triumphantly from spiritual battle. Fully God and fully man, he returned to his place of majesty and glory behind those gates that long blocked sinful man's access to God's holy presence. With spiritual eyes, David could see Christ returning to heaven as the risen new Adam, having conquered sin, the devil, and the corrupted worldly system. He further could see how Jesus overcame death itself. Yes, he overthrew that curse of sin, death, as we see in Psalm 16. Brothers and sisters, in the vision of this psalm, Psalm 24, Jesus returns and the ancient gates of holiness are ordered to open for him. He enters as the glorious triumphant King of Kings. Yes, he is not a mere man. He is the Savior Lord himself, the Holy One who humbled himself to join our humanity and take the punishment of our sins on himself. Brothers and sisters, twice in the concluding paragraph of Psalm 24, heaven's holy gates are ordered firmly to open for the returning triumphant Messiah King. The ancient doors must get out of his way. Also, twice the question is asked about his real identity. Who is this King of Glory? First, the answer is, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. Yet the second time, the answer is quite different. He's now described as the Lord of hosts. Clearly, the Messiah King, the Lord of Glory, fully divine and fully human, does not return empty-handed from his battle. He returns with a whole bunch of lost people he redeemed. He purchased them with his precious blood. They are his, and he secured for them a holy heavenly home. Yes, Jesus qualifies all who trust and cling to him to ascend to the holy hill of the Lord. They are his people, God's true people, the new humanity from every tribe, tongue, and nation. He not only claims them on earth with a new life, abundant life, but he secures them in heaven with eternal life, blessed eternal life. He is our perfect prophet, priest, and triumphant Messiah King of Glory. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the blessed gospel Amen.